Listen, your name is being called. In looking through the Word of God, I find many times where God moved in close to an individual life, and He called them by name. And He had a reason and a purpose for the call. I think of Samuel in an hour of darkness, blackness in the church and the land of Israel that drifted from God. God was left out of their thoughts and their hearts. And a voice was heard, Samuel, God speaking to just the heart of a boy. I think of Moses as he drew near a bush that he saw burning, and he heard that voice, Moses. Moses, the place that you're standing is holy ground. Moses, I have a job for you to do. And God spoke to Moses. He prepared Moses for a time of great deliverance, and he let him know of the presence and the power of the supernatural God. I think of the time that God called Saul. He said, Saul, I have a reason, I have a purpose for your life. There are some rulers, there are some kings, there are some men of authority, there are some Gentiles that won't have a chance to hear if you don't get on the ball. So God called him. It was a rough kind of haul, a call. He practically had to hit him over the head to get him to listen, but he listened. I'm glad that he did. His writings have given hope and life to people down through the ages. I think of another one, Adam. You remember Adam and Eve there in the garden? They had such a beautiful relationship with God. The Word tells us that in the cool of the day, God would come down, and He would speak with Adam. They would commune together. Talk about a wonderful fellowship. But sin separated. Adam and Eve, because of a fear, hid themselves. You remember God called out, and they hid themselves because of the fear of God. God cried out, Adam, where are you? And I've often thought, God, who knows everything, was He trying to find out where Adam was? I believe that God knew where Adam was, don't you? He knew just exactly where he was hiding. But I am convinced that that question came to Adam to let Adam answer his own need. He could ask himself, let's see, where am I? Where am I? Where am I in relation to the call of God? Where am I in relation to the position that God has given me? What about those days of sweet communion and fellowship? Here I am now separated from that. Where am I? Where am I with regard to the days of judgment that are coming? So God's call went out to Adam. He had to answer it. He had to come out and say, God, I was hiding because I was afraid, because I had disobeyed you. I mention these things today to bring us right up to date. God is still calling men and women. His voice is still sounding out. There are many, many general calls of the Word where He calls out, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. There's the call. that were to come and reason with him. And though our sins might be just as red as crimson, he said they'd be as white as snow. Praise God. God gives that general call. Every day, people are coming into my office. You're meeting people on the job, various places. You've probably heard the same question. People are asking themselves and me, I don't really know for sure what brings me here. I don't know. I don't know why I am here. But there was this circumstance in my life. There was this thing. There was this person said something. And Linda Rialfi, you're going to be real happy to know that you became a grandmother this morning. You didn't know about that, did you? Spiritual grandmother. Linda brought a young lady into my office that gave her heart to Jesus a while back. So that was her spiritual daughter. Her spiritual daughter brought her sister. She gave her heart to the Lord this morning. So now you're a spiritual grandmother. Praise God. This is happening with many, many people. But the words that they're telling me is, I don't know why I am here. It just seemed like, well, this worked out, and this. And there are probably hundreds of you out here this morning that if you were to try and pinpoint and find an exact reason why you happened to land here in Central Assembly, you'd be hard-pressed to find an answer. But I have an easy answer for you. God called you. God called you. He zeroed in on you. He spoke your name. I had somebody tell me, in fact, I have a letter that I haven't shown anyone else that I've been praying over. I'm going to go see this person this week. But someone's heart is crushed, literally crushed, because of a tragedy that came into the home. And in the letter, they said, I just can't understand why God would do this to me, to my children. I just cannot understand God doing this. I prayed for this woman. I'm going to be going to see her. I'm going to let her know what I'm going to tell you now. That God did not bring that tragedy. But I'll tell you what God does. God uses these tragedies and these things that come, circumstances in our lives, situations that may be even unpleasant. God uses them to channel his voice through to our hearts. He sees the opening because of the hurts. And God himself uses those things that sometimes look so hard that come our way. God uses those as a telephone line right into your heart. And he says, now listen, I'm standing right here, and I'm able to lift you above this thing. I have something better for you. And he speaks to us through the storm. Praise God. Have you seen that happen in your life? God is calling. God is speaking. Praise God. So I have the joy of mentioning to many of these people as they come. They wonder, why am I here? What about these circumstances? What about these pressures that have come my way? I have the joy of telling them that they're looking at the pressure. But Jesus called them, and they're there. He called them by name. His desire to add new purpose, new meaning to life. I had a young man stop by my office last night. It looked like the sun had gone down in his life. Sorrow had come. He told me that he almost felt like, well, what's the use of going on living? Because the pressure and the hurts were so severe within him. But he has a friend that comes to the church here. And he thought, possibly if I could come, maybe I can have a little ease. Maybe I can find out a little bit, some way out, some light, some lift to this load. And he came last night. Praise God. Praise God. Bill Arnett, he's sitting right over here, came with a heavy load. But while he was sitting in my office, he recognized that in the sorrow, God's voice could be heard. Bill, I want you. Bill, I have something better for you. Bill opened his heart and said, Jesus, I want you. Praise God. Bill told me a strange warmth came down over his life. The cold chill that was pressing in left him. He listened to God's voice. As God zeroed in, he had heard many calls. He knew what God could do. But at this moment of heartache and sorrow, he could hear his name being called. And he answered the call. I spoke to Bill out in the hall. And I said, Bill, you added positive confirmation to the thing that I want to tell the people today by answering the call. You are a living example and a living exhibit of what I want to tell them. Praise God. Bill, would you stand up? I saw you over there. There he is. God bless you. I want you to give him welcome him to the family of God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you have a chance to meet him, just welcome him. He's your brother in the Lord. We're not clapping for an individual because somebody did something worth clapping, because another one of God's children has come home. Praise God. And he said there's joy in heaven. Joy in heaven. And I want you to know, if you thought you made some noise clapping, you ought to hear those angels up there as they flap their wings. And as they clap and rejoice, somebody tells me they don't have them, but they have hands, I know, and they're clapping their hands and rejoicing today because of those that come home. Praise God forever. Praise the Lord. The pressures, the heartaches. Well, God doesn't only speak through them. God speaks through some of those good things he's doing for you, too. Did you know that? He tells us that the goodness of God leads you. He says, come on. He calls your name. And his goodness, his blessing on your life, those many times when he smiled on you when you didn't deserve it, God was calling your name and saying, come on, I love you. I'm giving you, showing you my favor. I want you to be mine. Praise the Lord. So he's calling today. Many, many of you are here this morning who haven't as yet responded to the call. But you have felt that awakening, that strange beckoning toward him. And the voice of the Lord has gone out through all of the earth. We're living in a time when, in the closing era of this dispensation, and God is moving by his Spirit. His voice is being heard. And he's not only calling you, but he's waking you up that you might hear the call. And he's calling your name. He's offering you new purpose, new hope, new life. And you can see the examples of what he is doing by these many, many people that have found Christ. Even in just recent weeks and months, their lives have turned around. A new hope awaits them. There are people that feel that I'm too far off. Can God do anything with me? It just seems as though I've failed, and I've fallen flat on my face every time I've tried to do anything that was decent. Yes, he's calling you. Your name is being called. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of our young people who were bound and ensnared by the enemy in this wave of homosexuality that's sweeping the land, God totally delivered them. Totally delivered them. They're different people. But they felt yesterday that because of what's being printed in the newspapers, in the Time magazine, other media areas of the media, that this is a way of life that a person involved in this cannot change, that the only thing that will deliver them or free them is death. And these men found that the command of faith, the liberating power of God, performed the miracle and freed them. And they couldn't stand to think of these words going out as young people that may be being led that direction, knowing there's no hope anywhere. So they went down to the newspaper office yesterday and sat for an hour and a half being interviewed by a reporter. They had their pictures taken. They said, we've counted the cost. We don't know what people will think of us because there's so many people that will wrap their robes about them and say, I don't want anything to do with anyone that's been involved in that sort of thing. But they're washed. They're cleansed. New people. And so they've counted the cost. And don't be surprised if you see some pictures and some names of some people. And you're going to be shocked. And you're going to say, you mean I was hugging that guy and he was a homosexual? You sure were. You've hugged him a lot of times, probably. And that's not all. That's not all. You're probably sitting beside some that have had troubles like that. But God has forgotten all about it. Hallelujah. Their lives are turned around. Homes are restored. Hallelujah. I just wanted you to know, if you happen to see somebody that you recognize, picture in the paper, don't be like that elder brother who said, oh, what is this? They're going to have to prove something to me. They don't have to prove anything to you. They're a new creature, Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I just had to throw that in. I believe that there was a reason for it. But I want you to know that regardless of what the background may be, that awakening, that stirring, that longing for something that he's offering to you, that purpose, that hope, that whole new life, he's calling your name. He's calling your name. Praise God, praise God. Whether it is just from a dissatisfied life, whether it's from a religion that's burdensome and weighing you down, your name is being called, folks. Your name is being called. Praise God. But the challenge comes to you. What are you going to do about it when he calls your name? If you'd like to turn over to Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 7 and 8, we have a definite warning. We have a promise that if you will listen to his call, if you will answer his call, he's waiting there to receive you, to welcome you into his family, to put his best robe over you. That's a robe of righteousness that makes you acceptable to God. Imputed righteousness.
But for those who hear his call as he calls over and over and over again, he asks us not to turn away, not to harden our hearts. Listen to it. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. As in the day of provocation in the wilderness, Israel hardened their hearts. And then, on down verse 15, he emphasized it again. While it is said today, if you hear his voice calling your name, with his finger on your life, and his beckon to you to something a lot better, hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. But yield to him. Draw near to him. You know what he tells you? They that draw nigh unto God, he will draw nigh unto them. Praise God. In fact, do you know that with the longing in your heart that brought you to this place this morning, you have already answered the call of God? You felt that yearning, that longing in your searching, and you're like that son that Jesus spoke about. He turned toward home, and while he was still a way off, his father saw him, and he didn't say, I'm going to wait till he gets up the steps and in the house and goes through a month probation, and then I'll see whether I want him back. Oh, no. The father saw him way off, and he ran to where he was. And your father saw you as you prepared to come to this place this morning. He saw you as you came. He knows the questionings that are in your mind and the search. He knows the perplexity that you're going through, the desire for something better. He sees all of this. You know something? He has run to where you are. He's right with you now. And he's saying, let me usher you right into the very best that I have. I've got a big fatted calf I want to kill. I want to have a banquet because you have turned toward home. Let's go together. You link arms with you. Praise God. And there's great rejoicing when you come walking through the door into his dwelling place with him. Have you heard his voice? Listen, I've spoken mainly to those who have been away from the Lord, but he's calling all of us. He's calling some of you for real service for God. He's calling some of you for the experience of being filled with the supernatural power of God as Moses saw the supernatural and was called for a time of great deliverance. Oh, each one of us, God is putting his finger in our life and we're hearing our names being called. Oh, praise God. He has a place for everyone in the service, his great service. Praise God. Listen, this morning, your voice is being called. Your name is being called. God's voice is being heard. Praise the Lord. You believe that? Praise God. I know it. I know it's true. You're hearing God's voice. Then shall we bow our hearts before him? Praise God. This morning, regardless of the place that God is calling you to, if he's calling you to fellowship with him for restoration, into his family, or if he's calling you into service, into a closer walk with him, into a fuller surrender than ever before, into a deeper life, whatever he's calling you to, I'd just like to have you respond to him this morning. I want to make sure that you respond so that you will not be among the number that harden their hearts when he calls. But you've yielded to him and said, Lord, I hear your gentle voice that's calling me to yourself. Today, your heart, it can answer, I hear the Savior calling. I'm going to move in close. I'm going to answer him. I'm going to accept him, whatever he has for me. Would you stand to your feet right now? I want to have a special time of prayer for everyone that has heard the voice of God by their heart. It may not have been an audible voice, but you know that his finger's on your life, and he's beckoning you to a further step forward with him. Praise God. Praise God. Throughout the building, I want you to stand. Some of you, he's calling to himself. Will you stand? Some of you desire to be your best for God. It seems as though there have been many things that have hindered you, but you've heard his call today. Would you stand? This is your day. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Jesus. Right where you're standing, would you just lift up both of your hands as surrender to the Lord? Jesus, I thank you for each of these who have heard your voice. They've answered your call. Oh, Jesus, I ask that because of their response today, that their lives will have new and greater purpose, that for those who may be standing accepting you as their Savior, I ask that new life will come. For those who are offering themselves in response to your call for service, I ask God that doors of service will open up before them, that a fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost will come into their life. They might serve you. Jesus, for those that are making themselves available, that long for that place of closer fellowship, of communion, of worship. Jesus, right now, draw near to them. Hold them close. May they feel the very heartbeat of God as they have responded today. Praise thy name. We thank thee, Lord, that we are in your presence, and that today is a day of victory because our God lives. Praise the Lord. And the God of miracles lives today. And he is with us. The God of the supernatural is here in our midst today. Praise God. Praise God. Hello, Jesus. I'm going to ask everyone in the building now to stand with these. And with our hands lifted, we're going to make a total surrender to the Lord. I'd like to have you lift those hands and sing all to Jesus, I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. I didn't have it. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus, we love you now as we make this surrender. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I believe there are those among us today whose hearts are just crying out to God, more of Him. You're so thankful that He's called your name. You want some help and some direction in reaching out and clinching the call of God in your own life, in answering that call. Or there may be some other reason. You just feel your need of something real special from God. You would like to have the ministers who are here stand and minister to you in prayer for a few moments. I'm going to open this altar right now. Invite you to come while the organ is playing. We just step right out now. There's something more that you desire from God. God is here. He has called you. You want to receive what He has for you. Will you come just now? We want to give you this opportunity. I don't want to be unfair to you. Fail God by not giving you an opportunity now. Would you just step out from where you're seated? Stand right here at the front. Give us this privilege of praying with you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Jesus, we thank you for these who are coming now and standing before you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus, we're coming today. Your presence. Praise thy wonderful name. Jesus, we love you. We praise you. Glory, glory, glory to God. Are there others that would like to move in just now with these? Praise God. Praise God. You're here, dear Lord. Make yourself very real now. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank you so much for this service today, dear Lord. We thank thee for these who are standing before you. Oh, Jesus, may the windows of heaven at this moment be opened over their soul. You know their need. You know what prompted them and brought them here. Jesus, right now, may the glory of heaven explode within them because they have come. We thank thee for each person who has been present in this service today. I ask, dear God, that because they have come, that the days before them will be better days, that new strength, a new purpose and hope will belong to every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, folks. Be sure and welcome, greet all of those people around you. Those of you who are standing here, just remain, and the Lord is going to meet you in a real special way today. Praise the Lord. Praise.